Hi, and welcome to Groundworks. This is Jean Allard of the Samaritan Women. In this episode of Groundwork, we're going to do something a little different. We're going to let you listen in on a conversation that we've been having with the survivors in our program. We've been having a dialogue about how a program like this one, and hopefully like yours, can emulate a family environment. So we'd like you to hear what our ladies have to say. So the first question, ladies, is what actually constitutes a family atmosphere? What makes it feel like a family?
Well, I believe it's the way we work out conflict with one another. We're encouraged to work it out between ourselves. And if we can't, that's when we involve staff to help us.
Well, for me, it began at my intake when all the other ladies in the home were referred to as my sisters.
I think a big deal has to do with being silly. You're allowed to be a kid in some sense, but also taught responsibility.
And I can't forget about my babies, my pets. We have cats and dogs, and they're the biggest source of me learning how to love again and be loved again.
And work it together.
So what's some of the kinds of work that you all do together?
When we do groups, we're working out our issues or our past hurts and pains with each other.
Okay.
Or after dinners, when we do all the dishes together, clean up the kitchen together.
Good family responsibilities. What's something else?
Well, I believe that a family that prays together stays together.
And so do we all pray together here?
Yes, every day.
So certainly on the merits of prayer, that would be different from an institutional environment. But what are the other ways that a family environment is different from any institution or institutional environment that you might have been in?
One of the things that makes it different is we have access to the director. You don't have to fight your way up a chain of command in order to have access, but rather you just knock on her door and she's there for you when she needs you.
I think we bring out the best and the worst in each other. And we still love each other. We're able to see, we're able to get to know each other and bring out the bad traits and the good traits and work through them together.
I think it also helps when it comes down to mediation, when you have staff that know exactly when and how to mediate in a way that causes us to think about the feelings of one another before we speak to each other about our differences.
Do you think that the family environment is easier or harder for survivors?
I don't believe it's easier. I believe that's just what we most desire. Coming from a family to where I didn't even know what a real family meant, I've always desired the accountability and the structure and the responsibility and the communication that a real family has.
Anybody else relate to that?
I came in very resistant to the idea of it being a family atmosphere because of the family I came from. But over time, as I've been here, I've learned that it's okay to be open and vulnerable and honest with the people around me because they are a safe family. It's a healthy version of family that I never knew. So for me, family atmosphere is harder, but it's what I needed in order to make recovery possible.
So in a family, we're talking about people who have particular roles, you know, people who are, there's clearly the father and the mother and maybe the grandparents. What are the roles that play out in this type of program that make it feel like a family?
Well, it helps that our director gives us a type of parental guidance and acceptance of us, warts and all.
We'll talk about your warts later. So seriously, though, how does a family environment, though, affect or impact your recovery?
Well, you know, I don't know too many programs where you get to do an actual do-over. Like, if you had a healthy family to begin with, that you were able to go to school and better yourself and do things without the stress of having to take care of yourself or figure out how you're going to eat or paying bills and things like that.
So before we were talking about being able to be a child again, which is part of the treasure of being in a family. Share some of the things that you were thinking about relative to being a child.
Well, I had to grow up real fast, and here I'm encouraged to learn, and play and be silly, but also be accountable and have my responsibility and encouraged to maintain that and to do that like I said I was going to.
So up till now we've been pretty serious with our listeners. Let's tell the whole truth. What's some of those childlike things that we do around here that you've most enjoyed?
I mostly enjoyed my trip down the stairs with another sister of mine on a mattress.
Oh, mattress surfing. Gotcha. So mattress surfing down the stairs. What else?
Slip and slides.
In the front lawn, no doubt.
Yep.
I think one of my favorites is hokey pokey at the groups.
Grown woman putting the right foot in and the right foot out. Okay. Any other comments?
For me, being a child was frowned upon. It was immature. I was taught to be responsible and grow up quickly. But here it's taught me that it's okay to be a child at times, but it also teaches the balance of when it's okay to be a child, but also when you need to work through things and become a productive member of society.
So, any parting thoughts?
Well, the best part of this family is that you all know my faults and accept me anyway.
You bet. So, thank you for joining us in this conversation with the ladies, the sisters at the Samaritan Women. We hope that you have found this to be as enriching as it was for us to discuss. So we look forward to sharing with you again on another episode of Groundwork.
Thank you for listening. Learn how to subscribe to our Groundwork series by visiting our website at www.thesamaritanwomen.org.